The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You can repeat Namo.
Namo.
Tassa.
Tassa.
Bhagavato.
Bhagavato.
Arahato.
Arahato.
Sammā.
Sammā.
Sambuddhassa.
Sambuddhassa.
It's an invitation to chant. You can do it if you feel like it. Namo is a word that you find in China, like Namo Kuan Yin, Namo Buddhaya, Namo, you know, it's kind of like a praise, and it's honoring all the elders, honoring the Buddha, honoring all the Buddhas that have existed. And I used to use this to calm all the kids and teenagers that used to come to our summer camp. Okay, so feel free to join whenever you feel like it, and then we'll go straight into the sit. And I'll talk a little bit for a few minutes, and then we'll just sit in silence. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. 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 Oh, the privilege, the joy that we have here to have this health, this moment to sit next to people who don't want to cause us any harm. And as we sit, just to be at peace, many times, sometimes meditation can feel like insomnia. You're awake and you're trying to do something. So instead of trying to fall asleep, maybe you're trying to quiet the mind, and you're trying to do something, get the meditation object. And it feels frustrating, kind of like waking insomnia. But in the Buddhist tradition, bhavana, cultivation of the mind, separated into two, samatha and vipassana. And sometimes we're unclear as to what we're doing when we're meditating. Are we doing samatha, trying to calm, or are we investigating something? they overlap a lot in our tradition. And so if you feel this insomnia, and of course we also have the hindrances, sometimes you might be grumpy or sleepy or any of the other Snow White seven companions. And nowadays after, you know, 30 years of meditating, I see thoughts kind of like fish in a fish tank. It's like, there's a fish. There's a Japanese monk who said, always be aware of the selfish. So if you are skilled at samatha, and you can go into anapanasati, mindfulness of the breath, and if that's something that carries you, then yeah, go for it, right? The belly goes up and down, or the nostrils. And if you're not, I like to say, don't be afraid to pray. In the Buddhist tradition, we call them recollections. Ajahn Viradamo, Ajahn V, one of my teachers, used to spend his time making lists. I'm going to go through every coworker and wish them well. That's a kind of metta meditation. I'm going to take all of my relatives. And usually there's one or two that you don't like that much. So that's part of metta. All of your teachers. I did that once here. From pre-K to college. Giving thanks to all of your teachers. But so much of it is also attitude. As Buddhism goes to different countries, it picks up whatever's there. So it might be devotion, superstition. In our case, it's psychotherapy, it's materialism, it's impatience. So to go against that, have an attitude of humility, of here's a time, and it could be physically unpleasant. It can be filled with worry. But here we are, showing up. And you're supporting the person next to you, and behind you, and in front of you. So pick your meditation object. Is it paying attention to the body? The crown of the head to your toes? Is it loving kindness? Or is it just being with yourself? So I'm not going to lead a meditation, but I want to encourage each one of you, each one of us, to have a heart of humility, of gratitude, being able to be here and practice with each other for the benefit of all beings.
This talk, like all programs at Common Ground, is offered freely in the spirit of generosity. To learn more about Common Ground and its programs, or if you would like to donate, please visit our website, www.commongroundmeditation.org.